The first thing you notice when you've been rushed to the ER isn't the pain, it's the waiting. The sound of machines, the hum of fluorescent lights, the rhythm of doctors and nurses trying to help you, even when they don't know what's wrong. Tonight, I'm taking a sip of Jack Daniel's Sinatra Select. Not to escape, but to exhale. To mark another year of waiting. 3 years now. Of scans, blood work, and hope that refuses to die quietly. Because I believe this will be the year someone finally sees what the scans keep missing. Some stories don't live on hospital charts. They live deep in the bones. In the places no scan ever finds. In the space between you're fine and something's wrong. This episode isn't about recovery. It's about the fight before it. The war you're still in when everyone else stopped asking how you're doing. It's about the invisible battles. The one that doesn't leave bruises. Just distance. Disconnection. Doubt. Like trying to explain memory loss while sounding articulate. Like trying to stay present while your brain keeps slipping out the back door. Like trying to be the person you were before the pain, before the fog, before your body became a traitor with a soft voice and slow sabotage. It's about being a husband, a father, a friend, while fighting wars no one can see. It's about being told you're too well-spoken to be sick, too high-functioning to be confused, too calm to be in pain. Funny how the world doubts you most when you're holding yourself together. This is I Drink My Coffee Black and My Whiskey Neat, where we don't shout, we pour. And tonight, we're pouring the kind of truth you don't find in the medical record. The kind that hides between blood work and scans. The kind that keeps lighting up, but never quite bright enough for anyone else to see. And maybe that's what people don't understand. What it means to wake up in a body that looks like yours, but doesn't feel like home anymore. To stand in the shower and forget how you got there. To open your mouth to speak and feel your brain scramble the order of the words before they even slip off your tongue. And on the outside, you sound fine. You smile. You nod at the right times. You even make people laugh. But inside, you're swimming upstream, fighting to stay alert, fighting to stay you. And that fight, the one nobody sees, it's exhausting. There are days I feel like a ghost hunting my own life. Present, but slightly out of sync. Capable, but only if I overcompensate. And I do. I take notes to help me remember. I triple-check messages before sending them. I rehearse things in my head just to sound normal. And when I don't trust my memory, I pretend. Because explaining it takes more energy than just nodding. I live in a state of constant translation, from body to brain, from pain to language, from truth to something palatable enough for someone else to believe. And still, I show up, as a husband, as a father, and on the rare occasion I let someone that close, as a friend. And I don't show up because I'm strong. I show up because I'm needed. I show up because responsibilities don't stop just because my body did. That's what people don't get about chronic pain, or fatigue, or brain fog, or dizziness that makes the room sway like a slow dance you didn't agree to. It's not just about being sick. It's about being expected to function through it, to parent through it, to perform through it, to explain it, without making it sound dramatic. I've had to leave rooms to gather myself because I didn't want my daughter to see me wobble. I've gone quiet mid-sentence because my thoughts vanished. I've driven on the opposite side of the road because my brain convinced me I was in another country. And when I tell a doctor, they ask if I'm stressed. No one prepares you for that, for the gaslighting of being articulate in a broken system that only believes what it can measure. And the truth is, I am stressed because I'm trying to hold up a life that used to feel easier. Because I'm chasing answers in a world full of appointments that lead to more waiting, because my blood is being watched like a clock. Every few months, it starts again. More blood, more markers, more waiting. And when I see those results, I can't help but scan them like a countdown. Because the cancer wasn't all removed. The surgery missed some. What's left is still there, quiet, but still alive. So I wait. I wait with slow rising numbers and tight smiles, with a family that still needs breakfast, still needs math homework help, still needs me, present. But this is the fight no one sees, the fight to act normal, when your blood is whispering something you don't want to hear, to fight to book appointments without letting your voice shake, to hear, "We'll keep monitoring it," and pretend that doesn't sound like, "Brace yourself." And maybe the worst part is that I've gotten good at this. Too good. I've learned how to say, "I'm okay," with the right amount of eye contact. How to shift the conversation back to someone else's drama before they ask too much about mine. That's the invisible battle. Not just what's happening inside your body, but the performance it takes to keep the world comfortable with your condition. Because if you cry, you're dramatic. If you speak too calmly, you're fine. If you try to explain every detail, you're seeking attention. And if you don't explain, you're not trying hard enough to get help. But there's another kind of fight too. The one that happens before the doctor's office. The one that starts in your mind when something doesn't feel right, but fear, pride, or exhaustion talks you into waiting just a little longer. That hesitation, that's the battle too. The war between what you know deep down and what you hope will just fade on its own. And if that's where you are right now, standing in the space between doubt and help, you're not weak for being scared. You're human. But please, don't wait too long. Even the quietest pain deserves to be heard. So you walk this line between being honest and being digestible. And you get tired. Not just body tired, soul tired. Because nothing about this feels miraculous. There's no swelling music, no movie moment, just labs and doubt. And waking up every day in a body you don't fully trust anymore. But you still have to show up. You still have to pour coffee, kiss your spouse, make breakfast, answer the questions, and keep the storm quiet enough that your children can still laugh through it. And if that's not a fight, I don't know what is. And sometimes I wonder, if things were just a little more obvious, would doctors believe me more? If the scans lit up perfectly, all in one place, all at once, would they finally say, "I see it now"? Because right now, it's like the whole yard is lit, but no one sees the pattern. Just scattered bulbs. A lung nodule here, a shadow there. A lesion that doesn't quite fit. Elevated liver enzymes. Electrical sparks firing through my face, my feet, my chest. Rib pain that won't fade. Vision that blurs when I turn my head. A body that overheats, then freezes minutes later. Blood that tells one story, and nerves that tell another. Everything's flashing. But somehow, it's never enough. Never loud enough. Never dangerous enough to count. So they keep watching. And I keep walking through it like it's normal to carry a storm no one else will name. I know I'm not the only one. I know there are people listening who fight battles just like mine. Silent, constant, invisible. People who've been dismissed because they don't look sick. People whose symptoms were spiritualized, gaslit, or blamed on stress because no one took the time to actually listen. People who are trying to live full lives with half the energy, half the memory, half the physical ability they used to have. People who've been to 5 doctors and left all 5 with fewer answers and more doubt. People who go to work, raise kids, pay bills, while feeling like a cracked glass trying to carry water. If that's you, I see you. I'm not saying I understand your exact fight, but I understand what it feels like to carry something that reshapes your life in silence. I know what it means to show up at the dinner table while your nervous system is screaming, to smile in photos while your chest is tight, your brain is foggy, and your body feels like it's running on fumes. I know what it means to want so badly to feel normal again that you pretend you do. And I'm not here to preach. There's no bow on this episode. No resolution. I still don't have answers. I'm still trying to figure out what's happening in my body. But I do know this. Your story matters, even if no one understands it. Your pain is real, even if there's no clear diagnosis. You're not weak for needing rest. And you're not broken for needing more than most people understand. This episode isn't here to solve anything. It's here to hold space. To name the fight so we don't feel so alone in it. So if no one's ever told you, keep fighting for answers. Even if you don't have the right words. Even if the doctors haven't connected the dots. Even if your test results keep coming back normal, but your body keeps screaming otherwise. You don't need proof to deserve compassion. You don't need a diagnosis to be taken seriously. You don't have to collapse to be seen. And just because the pain is invisible, doesn't mean you are. This is what it means to live with invisible battles. To smile when you're dizzy. To hold conversations when your brain's on fire. To raise children while your limbs go numb. To pour coffee and kiss your partner while silently asking your body, please, just get me through this day. But hear me. You are not your pain. You are not your confusion. You are not your symptoms. You are not your scans. You're the person still standing, still trying, still choosing to fight in a body that feels like it's working against you. So if this is you, keep fighting, but not for approval, not for applause. Fight for peace, for truth, for the future you still deserve, even if your path to it doesn't look like anyone else's. This is not a healing episode. This is the fight before it. And sometimes, that deserves to be heard just as loudly. This is I Drink My Coffee Black and My Whiskey Neat, where we don't shout, we pour. And tonight, we poured something for the ones who suffer silently, for the ones who keep going, for the ones who feel alone, but aren't. Until next time, keep fighting the quiet fights.